into our Guardian mix. We got new music. DJ Mag gonna do his thing. And then we come back, we're gonna play a nice, beautiful trivia travel game with our friend Chelsea. And then at 8:30, you have the amazing interview with Natasha Pennycook, award-winning psychotherapist. It's the morning detour. You know how we do things. Let's go. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs,
but my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Let's not forget the glow party this Saturday, the glow party, all fluorescent Taurus affair. I'm always nervous about all these astrological parties, but it's a Taurus affair Saturday, April 23rd, Club Secret, BYOB. These BYOB parties getting dangerous. So that's glow. That's this Saturday. Montreal, my city, DJ Maddie, Weezy Moon Chaser, Guardians of the Galaxy. You know how we do our mix. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Let me talk to them a little bit. If this is not the best morning show in the country, they're going to have to fight me for it. DJ Maddie, every Friday, you know we do things. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend.
Feeling young, but they treat me like an OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on this head, my niggas owe me.
Hold on, you know, there's something about Drake, man. Drake just knows my emotions, he can speak to my heart. He just knows what we're going through. This light-skinned brother right here, he's crazy. Montreal, my city, the number one show in the country. It's the morning detour. Let's go.
Feeling young, but they treat me like an OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I won't put no money on his head, my niggas owe me. I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me. Uno, dos, tres, in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. Big wheels keep rolling, rolling. Outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pity party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on this anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore.
This how we're vibing this morning. This how we're vibing this morning. Munch, y'all, my see, are you with me? 8:03 in the morning. Coming up next, travel quiz with Chelsea. You know how we do things.
Trade to me if I ever heard one and I'm still here.
Worry sick, I'm sick of worrying. It's just a worrying. I'd rather bury him. I'm talking fake friends and skeletons. Early morning, so do rubs a lawyer, thought to celebrate. I'm never settling. The shit get darker than my melanin. At the crib all by myself, this shit be caving in. Scrolling through my call log by emojis, I'm saving them. Tomorrow, that's the peace through my own. But I favorite them. That butterfly emoji.
You wonder why I love you. There was never pressure. Easy as I want to. There's just no one better. You think it's calculated. Baby, I'm just not that clever. Never.
I be talking from this perspective, but I'm not really sure what else you expected when the high ups have all come together as a collective with conspiracies to end my run and send me a message. 40, did you get the message? Because I just checked my phone and I didn't get it. I mean, I say hats off for a solid effort, but we didn't flinch for a second. We got our shit together. Yeah, not here to fight wars, but niggas want to talk high scores. Party just dipped off in a white Porsche, and I just came from dinner where I ate some well-done seared scallops that would've died for. But I got bigger fish to fry. I'm talking bigger shit than you and I. Kids are losing lives, got me scared of losing mine. And if I hold my tongue about it, I get crucified. Wrote the shit on a bumpy flight on a summer night, flying over Chattanooga, out here trying to spread the movement. I just got me the Mercedes Pullman. You niggas never heard of it, you gotta hit up Google. Yeah. Back in the city, shit is getting brutal. These kids will hit your noodle and take a girl to the movies. They been dropping out on both sides. We ain't in it, we just ghost ride. The pen is working if you niggas need some ghost lines. I thought you wanted yours like I want mine. I guess you just making moves on your own time. But just know it'll be January in no time. And your absence is very concerning. It's like you went on vacation with no plan of returning. Shit is purely for sport, I need a 30 for 30. Banners are ready, case we need to retire your jersey. Yeah, I got a club in a Raptors arena. Championship celebrations during regular season. Paternity testing for women that I never slept with. I'm legally obligated if they request it. So much legal action like I'm Michael Jackson. Luckily, I'm great at avoiding distraction. Used to give no reaction, now I'm overreacting. Oh, nigga, that shit gotta go platinum.
I've been a throw up the sex in a and I can put you in. City from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet. I know what they like, so I just keep cheesing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come to San Diego's Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need your reasons. I got plaques in the mail peak season. Shout out to my UPS workers making sure I receive it. You could do it too, believe it. I've been a throw up the sex in a I can put you in. Yes, I am. They say you a superstar now, damn, I guess I am. You might be the man, well, that's unless I am. Okay, I'll confess I am. Go ahead and get undressed, I am. Okay, cool, you on Sunset?
I am.
I'm about to slide, okay, I'm outside, okay. This lifestyle don't got many downsides, except for the lack of time I get around my family, making sure they never downsize. I got visions of my mom saying, wait, this house is mine. Can't lie, I'm on Angus Cloud 9. I got him on the bandwagon now, about time. I ain't even got no downtime. Every time I speak, she say, yeah, that sounds fine. I've been a throw up the sex in a...
o'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing. Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. How you feeling? How you feel right now? Walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give up, way too much. I'ma need like 2 shots in my cup. Wanna get up, wanna get down. That's how I feel right now.
Enough with the pretty boy things, man. Let's go into the madness.
This the remix.
It seems like I must be the most controversial, polarizing individual in the country.
This the remix.
Montreal, my city. It's the morning detour. We said the trans remix. DJ Maddie.
Another one. You know we inspired you.
We set trends. We set for life.
Let's go.
We the biggest.
I got the heat with me. I got a temp setter. I got a sun setter. Yeah, that's the butt rider. This the breeze to me. I watched the wind settle. I took a mood setter. Then I felt too settled. I took a resetter. Now I feel too better. These knew better. These know better. After the fume settle. After the smoke settle. I'm still a go-getter because I'm a goal setter. I like her throat wetter. She say my drip wetter. Hold up and get better. I left her wetter. That bitch in bed wetter. I had the swim setter. I'm a jet setter. Fly with no wind pressure, turn a scene setter. I got this strap on an AK, I swing setter. I'm a sight setter. I was fly before you had a flight setup. I'm trending. We set the trend, got it out the mud. We had to cleanse, run at their head, we at their brims. Zacking like, leave that to them. Who got it vibrant, harder than iron. I been a dog, you been a hydrant. I raised it, I give my flowers, daisies, don't you?
We set the trends, bringing it in. I'ma have to call my account to make sure the came in. It's just me and my gang. One do friends. What he say he won't smoke? Smoke. Go spin. Spin again.
I know how to get it. The Maybach is kidding. My drip is exquisite. My style is prolific. My gun come with switches. I stand on the business.
Yo, tell the boy Juice Santana cool out. Tell the boy Juice Santana cool out. Fresh out the bin, bro. Fresh out the bin. Montreal, my city, 8:14 in the morning. Come up next.
Another one.
Travel quiz with Thundercat. You know how we do things. The Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
We the biggest.
depth setter. I got the heat with me. I got a temp setter. I got a sun setter. Yeah, that's the butt rider. This the breeze to me. I watched the wind settle. I took a mood setter. Then I felt too settled. I took a resetter. Now I feel too better. These new better. These know better. After the fume settle. After the smoke settle. I'm still a go-getter. Cause I'm a goal setter. I like her throat wetter. She say my drip wetter. Hold up and get better. I left her wetter. That bitch in bed with her. I had the swim setter. Bitch, I'm a jet setter. Fly with no wind pressure. Bitch, I'm a scene setter. I got this strap on an AK. I swing setter. I'm a sight setter. I was fly before you had a flight set up. I'm trending. We set the trend. Got it out the mud. We had to cleanse. Run at their head. We had their brims. Zagging like leave that to them. Who got it vibrant? Harder than iron. I been a dog. You been a hydrant. I raised it. I give my flowers. Daisies. Don't you?
We set the trends.
Trend.
Breaking it in.
When your man came.
I'ma have to call my account to make sure the came in. It's just me and my gang.
Gang.
One do friends. What he say he want smoke?
Smoke.
Go spin. Spin again.
I know how to get it. The Maybach is kidding. My drip is exquisite. My style is prolific. My gun come with switches. I stand on the business. As God is my witness. You say you want smoke and I'm granting your wishes. Oh, that shit. She think I'm delicious. Show me what they doing. I show you I did it. Show them how to do it. They hate to admit it. Don't show me that cause I already hit it. Don't show me a million. I already spent it. They know where I'm coming. They know that I'm with it. All of that cap and get one of your fitted. It's been a while. Been away for a minute. Back for what's mine. I don't take what I'm giving. Gave them a head start. Now I'm shaving the distance. See mine's with interest. To be more specific. They know the drill. We set the trends. We don't just ball. We bend the rim. 10 toes tall. We stand to win. They are not us. We are not them. We been doing this. Where do I begin? Where do I start? Where do I end? When they come to work, they just pretend. We put it in like we in the gym. Don't walk up the street cause you might lose a limb. Blood on my Timbs, so what, you can swim?
So what?
This water's reserved for sharks. Remember I told you before you jump in. Jump in.
We set the trends.
Trends.
Breaking it in.
Breaking it in.
I'ma have to call my account to make sure the came in.
I showed them how to bang and I showed them how to ball. First nigga that was rocking that Supreme. I'm back in my bag, all the smiles on my body. And I'm thinking about copping a machine. Got a chop in my jeans. Used to sell rocks to the fiends. I just bought a drop off a string. It's pumping on the block, now we chartering shit. I be jumping off the yacht with my team. Got a clap with a beam. Everybody know we the trendiest. Swatch on my wrist, call the MS. Last deal I got, call the MS. Just wanna start, we gon' end it. Still in the meeting, you think I was counting. Validation, I'm valid. Something is stuck and we keeping it sturdy. Keep it a bucky, the heat got the dirty.
There's only one rule, Chasing. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Good morning, Montreal. 8:17 in the morning, the number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour. Make sure you follow us on social media at Detour514. You got links to all the events. The event that we're promoting this Friday is Dating While Black and Over 35, brought to you by Sabby Strong Hinkson. The link is in our bio at Detour514. You have psychotherapist, award-winning psychotherapist Natasha Pennycook. Her interview's coming up in a few. And Khan Buba, amongst many others, mental health professionals, talk about the issues. I'm in here, a good friend, Thundercat, Chelsea. Chelsea? You know she foreign when she got that London name. She got that you that UK drill, fam. You get me? You that UK drill. You're mocked. You just mocked. Yo, me and sales are going to go on Charlie Sloth, I promise you. I'm going to send him my demo tape. If anybody from Canada is going to go on Charlie Sloth in the UK, it has to be me. I'm going to bring the GMB guys. What the GMB guys did at Blue Dog on Saturday, huh? The man run the stage. I'm gonna play my rights next week. I'm gonna play the my rights. I got you. I'm gonna play the my rights next week. Yeah, I got the email, man. I'm on top of everything. I got you. We'll play it next week. I'll play it next week. Now, great. That's happening on Zoom on April 27th, Dating While Black and Over 35. And I think I want to talk to you real quick before we go into these questions here, Chelsea. I think Jada Smith opened the Pandora's box of inappropriate conversation that a married woman should have about her husband. A couple days ago, DJ Envy's wife came out. They were on like a live or a podcast. And with him sitting right next to her, she said that she's faked every orgasm for their 20-year relationship. Now, some different reports will say 10 years, some of that. But the headline I'm going with is the 20, 21 years. She said she's faked the orgasm. Now, me personally, I aim to please. I want you to have a great time. I'm not deep in my machismo when, you know, if we're together and we're sleeping together. It's not just about me. I want you to have a great time too, Ma. This will mess me up. Like, we might have to separate for a little bit. Now, granted, full disclosure, DJ Envy has publicly cheated on his wife, Erica Mena, and the likes of many others. So I get that part. So this could be a little bit of that too, man. You know what I mean? But to have your wife, also, extra caveat, DJ Envy and his wife, they do have a podcast coming out. Watch it today. Watch the, you know, rock the thing with Shonda. DJ Envy and his wife do have a podcast coming out. It's too much sharing, man, Chelsea. It's too much sharing. For me, a little bit. No,
I'm surprised she stayed for 21 years.
Well, Envy gets the back. He real estate, radio, DJ, major personality, one of the biggest, influences of DJ. We talk about DJ mixtape hosts that moved hip-hop in the late 90s. Talking about DJ Envy, Clue, K-Slay, and then later on, you have Drama King. But there's too much sharing going on, and I blame you ladies kind of climbing around the red table, because the premise is there, right? Well, listen, man, it's an open forum. We're going to share emotions. We're going to share our experiences. Bounce ideas off each other. That's how it started off as. Now it's like, yo, I'm going to embarrass the F out of you for everybody to see. To me, this would have been a divorce for me.
But it's everywhere. Like, even Shansia. Shansia posted what the other day? Stop faking the orgasm. Let these guys know they're not good at something. That's exactly
what
her
post was. Let me know. If it's not hidden, let me know. I aim to improve. Yeah, because a lot of dudes are getting gassed up off the lies.
Yeah.
That's why I've always said since high school, I've always been convinced you guys always love. Whatever girls tell me that's good, I think it's a lie. Just off top. I don't want to be like DJ Envy. I can't believe I watched a video. And the older you get, the more you start to see people that you've kind of like admire go a little bit left. I'm already in my emotions about Will Smith. And I love Will. Will's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will show me how to talk to girls in a cool way without being corny and being phony. Will show me how to wear Jordans every day and stay fly. Now it's a different Will. It's a different Will now. No, you're not even getting Will from Mancock. And I said this a couple of shows ago. It's been a different Will ever since Jay's been doing Red Table. I'm not mad for her. It was a great show. It's a smash on Facebook. But it's that everything comes with a price.
Yep.
It's at the expense of her marriage. So put yourself. I'm hoping for the day I get the invite to your wedding. I hope in the day, because he's gonna have to be a strong brother. I know he has to be a real dude for you to marry him. And I ask myself, would you be this open? Because we're gonna be friends forever.
Yeah.
We're gonna be celebrities. It just is what it is. Would you be this vocal about your man? Like, where's the line anymore? My old partner Katie just talked about the circle of trust.
I would be vocal, yes. Will I say it publicly? No. But that's a discussion me and my man need to have privately to let you know. But like, I'm to the age now that I'm not faking anything anymore. If it ain't working, you gotta go.
Do you give room for improvement?
Yes.
Do you give notes?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I love a footnote. Give me guidance. Oh, you don't like it like this? Neighbor likes the same way. That's why the first 2-3 runs are always it's like being a speed racer. Those are just trial runs. You know what I mean? I'm just feeling out the course. Okay, some corners. Okay, it's a good corner over here. I can speed up on the left here. Okay, I'm working on the inside here. No, don't overtake just anybody. Don't overtake just anybody. The faking hurts because it's giving a lot of men the inflated self of ego. But I don't know where that car is going. He's crazy. The steaming got him blocked. He's crazy. Okay. We got into so much trouble here. There's too much sharing by our black married woman celebrities right now.
Yeah.
There's oversharing going on. I feel so embarrassed for DJ Envy. Because my mind is, the Breakfast Club is like the number one urban morning show in the States. And he's one of the members on there. And he has to go up there every day now with this. This is awkward. Yo, bro, Breakfast Club is crazy messy, man. I gotta love it. So black. I gotta love it. Okay, real quick, we had an interview with Natasha Pennicott coming up, award-winning psychotherapist. We talked about black and love and ambition. She broke it all down. But before we do that, I really, really want to do a couple fun questions with you. Okay. Maddie, switch it up. Give me something a little bit more upbeat. You traveled the world. You're still going to travel more places. Now sales put the seed in my head. Now I want the buddy pass. I didn't want to press you. I didn't want to press you, but I'm going to put you on the spot today. I want the buddy pass a little bit. I found Uplift. You can pay later. Shout out to Uplift. I'm definitely with Uplift. I'm like, sales anywhere, I'm there. I'm there. So sorry, I got a few fun questions for you. Okay, so if you win the lottery tomorrow, where are you traveling to first? You win the lottery, you can go anywhere.
Indonesia, Bali.
You can go Bali. It's a little rough over there. It's a little and I mean, I don't want to be prejudicial. It's a little rough over there. It might get a little dusty over there, buddy. What is your favorite aspect about traveling?
Is the different cultures. It's amazing the things you learn about other countries and how they live and like their national dishes.
Oh, speaking of dishes, what is the weirdest food you've ever tried while traveling?
The weirdest food.
It must have been something you had on the other side. Yeah, shout out to DG Kicks. While she thinks, shout out to DG Kicks, the leader in sportswear and sneakers. They even have bikes and TVs. They do everything here. Follow them, DG Kicks underscore, DG underscore Kicks on Instagram, DGKicks.com online. Yeah, man, DG Kicks is the place to be. Live.
So I would say the weirdest thing I ever did was an oyster shot.
What's an oyster shot?
So basically, it's it's a shot of vodka and you have an oyster in it. And you're not supposed to chew it. You just have to let the like oyster ball go.
Slime down your neck?
Yeah.
Was it supposed to be some kind of sexual aphrodisiac?
Supposedly.
Did you feel it?
No.
Okay. No, I'm just checking. Yeah. Are you a city traveler or a nature explorer? You're a city traveler.
I'm both, but I love the city.
You like nature?
Yeah.
I
had the best hike in Colombia. Like.
Watch the flex. No, because a lot of people, but see, this is why I bring you on the show. Because a lot of people look at you, it's like, okay, just you're a really pretty girl. You know, you dress really well. They won't think like you're gonna put on hiking boots and what do you call those socks with the two stripes on top?
Oh,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm both, but I am a city girl at heart.
Okay. Have you ever hitchhiked?
Yes, Morocco.
Well, I need that story real quick. You know, Morocco is black. So you're in Morocco? What was going on? Why are you hitchhiking? Where is your Lyft or Uber? They don't have that in Africa?
They don't have it there. They have taxis, but we're at a club, the whole crew, and like half of them are drunk and like half of them still wanted to party. And like we met a couple of people at the club and I was like, I want hookah and I want Moroccan tea. Like I was wasted. And he's like, come with me, my sister. So it was me and somebody else and we got in their car and we went for hookah and tea.
Yeah, the Porsche one-on-one with me on Run With Wolves podcast is gonna be crazy. We're gonna do the 2-hour sit down. Are you a member of the Mile High Club?
No. Does it exist? Yes.
Okay, well, I'll leave it there. It's a family show in the morning, they tell me. Choose one famous person or celebrity to travel with.
To travel with?
You want to travel with Kanye, Doja Cat?
No, Dave East.
Dave East, okay. Oh, okay. Okay, you want one of those travels. Okay. Not Safari, Dave East. Okay. Boy, you love hood dudes. Huh? Do you think your love for hood dudes will ever fade?
Maybe no, probably not. Do I date them? No, but.
How many countries have you been to?
I lost count at like 20.
What is your favorite city?
Favorite city? I don't have a favorite one, unfortunately. I've been to so much that every city has its uniqueness, so I don't have a favorite.
Okay, do you prefer a window seat or an aisle seat on a plane?
Am I drinking the whole plane? So, am I drinking the whole flight? Then I want an aisle seat. If I'm not and I'm going to sleep, I want a window seat.
Oh. You know what? Let me do a 1-2 this or that. We have about 2 minutes. Let me do 1-2 this that. Okay. Would you rather logic or emotion?
Logic.
You rather logic over emotion?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird coming from a girl. Words or actions?
Actions.
Passion or stability?
Passion.
Over stability? Like, yeah. You still like it rocky? You still like the ups and downs?
Yeah.
Over hills and valleys. So But see, listen, that's what you stay away from, these little pretty light-skinned chicks, huh? They'll take all your money. Skill or popularity?
Skill.
Cherished or respected?
Respected.
Painful truth or comforting lie?
Painful truth.
Pause time or rewind time?
Pause.
Okay. Listen, man, Chelsea in the building, man. It's been a beautiful day. So where you off to next? Where you off to next, queen?
Cancun.
You go Cancun for work?
Saturday, yeah.
So what happens? So, like, when you come off the flight and, like, you're waiting to, like, the next flight, you just get a chill?
Yeah, basically.
Oh. Yeah, it's such a bore. Yeah. It's such a bore, you know. I'm in Cancun. Yo, listen, shout out to GMB, man. Yo, low-key, you know. We had to go just now because we had to play this interview mad long. But GMB did their thing on stage, man. We need more venues to get these artists going. I want to create a space where women like you that, you know, kind of want to down guys with the mixtape will come out and be like, yeah, listen, man, this sounded all right. Drake had to start somewhere. Tory had to start somewhere.
No.
I want you to come out, man. I want you to come out. Yes, I'm going to get you out. I'm going to get you out. You try to go to Cancun. Montreal My Seas, The Morning Detour. Coming up next, riveting interview. Natasha Pennycook. Award-winning psychotherapist amongst many other things. She's international speaker, corporate consultant, workshop facilitator. We had a great conversation about black people and love. It gets deep. It's The Morning Detour on the MyCKT 90.3 FM.
City, the jokes this morning. Welcome back. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. Now, this morning, she is an award-winning psychotherapist, so you know she's smart. She's smart. She's an international speaker, workshop facilitator, and corporate consultant. So you know if you're in need or if you need some help, you call Miss Natasha Pennycook. How are you doing, queen?
I'm good. Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone listening.
Let's go in. So Natasha Pennycook will be one of the guest speakers, specialist authorities on the beautiful Facebook event happening on the 27th of April at 7 p.m. You get your tickets on Eventbrite. It's Dating While Black plus 35. What a polarizing topic. Listen, I didn't think I was going to be 35 and single either, Natasha. It's very rare. But for the ladies, it's even a little bit weird. Before we get into all of that.
Yeah.
Man, what a long list of accomplishments. What led you into psychotherapy? Because a little bit different than psychology, right?
Well, a little bit different, but also a lot of the same. So all of my education, I went to Dawson, I did a social science profile, psychology profile. I went then to Concordia, did a specialization in psychology, minor in biology. Then I was like, yo, I got to get out of Montreal for a bit. So I went to the Caribbean. No joke, no lie. That's one of the reasons. But it was great. It actually was great because then I realized that UWE, the University of the West Indies, Barbados campus, so Cape Hill campus, I went there and I did my master's in counseling psychology. While I was there, I had to do my clinical practice. Then I went over to Jamaica and worked at UWE Hospital.
Look at the
Mona campus. Yes.
Hold on, Natasha. Yes. I know we got limited time with you. But you're going to have to come back. I need to get... I can't let you go. My listeners are going to race me. What was it like going to higher education in Barbados? Like, I can't do it. So you're going to class in short shorts, and then after you go into the beach for a drink after. How are you staying focused? Because you seem like a real smart woman. How are you staying focused going to higher education in the islands?
You know what? It was the best experience and one of the best decisions that I actually made for my life and for my career. So one of the reasons that I really wanted to go was, get out of Montreal, but also I recognized that a lot of my education, I wasn't seeing myself. I was one of the only Black people in my class, didn't have any Black professors. And I said, there has to be more. And especially when we're studying psychology, right?
Yes.
We're talking about like the mind and things that impact our behavior. But as Black people, as Caribbean people, there are a lot of things that impact our behavior. So going over to Barbados, you know, I had beautiful views of the ocean in the morning, which was nice, but it was also that every time we walked in class, if we didn't say good morning, we had to walk out and come back in and make sure we said good morning to everyone. Where's your manners? No manners, right?
Yeah.
So it was amazing. It was a great, great opportunity and great experience to really connect with my roots. My mother's Barbadian, my father's Jamaican. So yeah, it was fantastic. And you know, that's actually what led me into psychology, that recognizing that, you know, the household that I grew up in, that there was a lot of what I call dysfunctional family dynamics, if we're gonna use technical terms. Right, we got some of that. So, you know, I was raised in a family where we had some dysfunctional family dynamics, where there was arguing and fighting and yelling. And one thing I recognized from a really young age is that the relationships that we are accustomed to being in, reared and raised in, these are the relationships that impact how we see and view relationships later on, right? How we understand relationship dynamics, how what we've seen our parents do. A lot of times we repeat those patterns. They may not be the healthiest patterns, but we're still repeating them because we don't know any better.
Yeah.
And I think this is such an important understanding now when we're having this conversation about dating while Black, right? Dating while Black over 35.
Listen, it's happening on Facebook on April 27th at 7 p.m. You get the tickets on Eventbrite. The event's called Dating While Black Plus 35. Now, it's yourself and Khan Booba. You know, he's been on the show. I call him the Black Unicorn. I've done therapy with Khan. You guys are great.
Amazing.
talking to a Black professional and being Black, it just has a different tone. We relate differently as a client, and I think it's way better. I think a lot of Black people, you know, are a little bit apprehensive of psychotherapy and therapists and things of that nature. But having someone that looks like you, I think it facilitates the conversation just a little bit more. Like, I felt like I was just talking to my brother or my cousin. I'm sure people feel the same when they talk to you. And then we can get to the root of the problem, because that's what we're here for. You know, let's put all our biases aside and get to the problem. So what made you agree to be part of the discussion? Because I know you're busy. You know, I know the corporate people, they need the guidance, Natasha. But what made you say, hey, listen, you know what? I think my expertise will be very useful in this dialogue here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my expertise are needed in this dialogue. That's actually one of the reasons why I want to be a part of this conversation. I know Dina. Dina and I are actually family. And Sabi and my husband went to, I think they were in different classes together.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, it's like a family affair, but it's also recognizing as we are now the face of the professionals out there, we have to be the ones leading these conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't be looking to the individuals who may not look like us, don't relate to us. We have to be the ones out there relating to us as a community and having these conversations. So when Sabi called and said, hey, Natasha, you want to be a part of this? I'm like, yes, let's do it. Definitely. Of course, I'm busy, but you know what? Let's have this conversation. This is important. And it's also important for people to see that there are people like us having these conversations, that there are professionals such as myself and Khan where you can go to and have these conversations, because these are not just a one and done conversation. Yeah. These are going to be ongoing. It's going to be triggering. There are going to be things that you may not have recognized, and there are people out there that you can continue to unpack it with. The great thing with myself, I have a practice now. I have a team of therapists. I have a team of Black therapists. Yes.
The link will be up there on the Detour social media. Send the link, Natasha. Yes, let's plug it.
Yes. Yes. So I have a team of Black therapists, Black women therapists, Black women therapists from across the Caribbean working in the Toronto, Canada area. You can find us at natashapennycook.com. Go on there, fill out our intake form, and we got you.
Look at that. Look at that. Montreal, my city. I'm listening. Oh, boy, you are everything, Natasha. Well spoken. I'm speaking with Natasha Pennycook. She's an award-winning psychotherapist. Now, you're not just a regular psychotherapist. You're an award-winning psychotherapist. She's an international speaker, workshop facilitator, and corporate consultant. So you know the people call them when they need guidance.
Definitely.
Boy, Natasha, you know, before we go into this, you're speaking about, you know, this discussion is going to be polarizing. And it prompted me to a question within myself.
Yeah.
For Black people, for marginalized groups, do you think that we're afraid of the truth? Because sometimes it seems, because I've had similar conversations at similar events like Dating While Black Plus 35, and I told Sabi, I'm exhausted. You know, I felt the only other logical way to go was to get professionals like a Natasha Pennycook, like a Khan Booba, because I'm exhausted. Because what she said to me, she goes, Ian, one part of the problem is that you were having discussions with other broken people instead of having the, you know what I mean? But you see, people like yourself and Sabi, y'all are smarter. I said, you know what? And me, I'm that honest with myself. I can recognize, you know what? You're right. Another person would have been offended. Another person would have cut her off. But truth is truth. And I think in the Black community, I think there's a certain sense of, I don't know the proper clinical word for it, But we run from the truth, and we think when someone tells us something that goes against what we initially think, we take it as a personal attack on ourselves. And I always tell people, you have to learn to separate yourself from your ideas, because your ideas are going to change. So do you think, before we get, you know, before we go into this a little bit deeper, do you think there's like a, I don't know, I feel like we run away from the truth a little bit in the Black community. Like, we don't want to hear what we don't want to hear.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. We do run away. You know why we run away? Because we're scared. And because there's pain there. And because there's hurt there. And we were not taught to deal with these hard feelings. We were not taught to deal with the hurt, the pain, the dysfunction, the trauma, the triggers. Right. We're not taught that. So what we were taught to do is, it's okay, just go on, pray about it, you'll be fine, just let it go. Yeah. That's what we were taught. But no one taught us that, okay, I'm going to let it go, I'm going to pray about it. What do I do with the pain? What do I do with the hurt? And that's why a lot of people shy away from it, because they don't know how to have these conversations. They don't know how to say, hey, we need to talk about this. And something that I say a lot of, that actually I was having a conversation this weekend. There was a business, a Black business event that I was supporting.
Look at you.
Yes, my family and I, we went. So it's interesting. I had a conversation with a gentleman there saying he was talking to someone and the person was like, why do Black people not support each other? And my comeback for him was like, it's not that we don't support each other. It's that we keep going to the wrong people for support. And this is something that I see over and over and over. We are hurt and we go to the people who have hurt us for support. They're not going to be supporting us because they're also need to be healed. They're also going their own healing. We need to go to Black people to support each other who have gone through their healing processes. Like you, my brother, you're talking about, yes, I went to therapy and I needed to get professional help. We need to go to the people who look like us, who can support us and understand us. Don't keep going to the aunts and uncles, the parents who did the hurting, unless that they're working through their healing journey. But we need to stop going through people who are hurt. So now when we're having this conversation, for sure, it is going to be polarizing because you're going to have the people who are hurt, who are still in the hurt, who want to deflect, who are still defensive.
Yeah.
And we have the people who are like, hey, let's actually have this conversation from a place of, I'm hurt, but I also want to seek healing. And that's the difference.
I just want to see Black people love other Black people. I think there's been a disconnect between the Black man and the Black woman. I'm a big fan of James Baldwin. And he has a famous talk. I think he did it in like the mid-70s. He does it with a famous activist girl, Nikki. And he was just talking so deeply about, like, you know, the Black man in the 60s. You know, all day he's out there dealing with the issues with the white man. And then he has to kind of come home and code switch and be a partner again. And he said, like, all of these different changes led to kind of the disconnect between the Black man and the Black woman. And for me, it's very hurtful as a Black man in broadcasting. When I do shows and I go around the country and I talk about relationships, that's what everybody wants to talk about, Natasha. And it just hurts that there's a disconnect between a Black man and a Black woman. And we can't get to a space where we can have an honest conversation. So hopefully on the 27th of April on Facebook at 7 p.m., Dating While Black. And over 35. It's at 7 p.m. So Montreal, my city, wherever you guys in the world, worldwide, there's no excuse. At 7 p.m., there's no work. So now I'm going to show y'all why Natasha Pennycook is an award-winning psychotherapist. It's the more detour. So let's get into this. So Natasha, do you think there are underlying issues? I know we kind of alluded to it a little bit before, but there are underlying issues that make it difficult for Blacks to find fruitful and healthy relationships when they are older.
Ooh, this is a great question. When I saw this question, I told my sister, I'm like, ooh, this is a good question. So, yes, and no. I think that if we as a Black people, as a Black community of Black communities, if we continue the hurt and pain, if we continue the cycles that we have seen in our dysfunctional families, it is going to be hard to have fruitful relationships when we're older, because we're going to be taking the same things that we grew up with, the same hurt, the same pain, and we're going to be looking for that to replicate. Or we're going to be looking for our partners to be the fixers of that.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing is, we cannot go into relationships expecting the other person to fix our hurt and our pain or to be our parents. We cannot.
Hold on. You got, for the people in the back, Natasha, I got some people in the corner that just came into the hall. Because that's been a thing for me. Listen, I just came out of something deep for me, and I know within myself. You got to be honest with yourself. I know within myself, I ain't ready. My heart ain't ready. My spirit ain't ready. A lot of people, listen, I see a lot of beautiful things.
I'm climbing the ladder of broadcasting. I'm traveling all around the country. My heart is not there. At some point, as black people, I'm talking to our people, we got to become honest with our emotions. Got to become honest with ourselves. Can you let the people want me to understand that if you're not ready, stop jumping from one situation to the other.
Yes. Stop jumping from one situation to another. Stop jumping from person to person to person to person to fix what has been broken and recognize, okay, it may feel broken. It's going to hurt and there's going to be pain. But don't forget, you actually have the power to fix it. You can go to individuals for that support. We have been taught not to seek help, right?
Yes.
We have been taught don't seek help. We've been taught that we have to do it and stand on our own to get the help that we need, the support we need. We have to understand that message has harmed us, has done a lot of harm to us. Because what that means is, We're hurt, we're broken. It's okay, I can fix it, I can do it, I can do it all. But we can't do it all. In order for us as a community to come together, we have to say, hey, I need help, I need support, can I go to you for support? If I cannot go to you for support, go to the person who specializes in that thing for the support.
Yes.
We have to.
I won't lie too much, y'all. You know, I have seek support. I've sat with Cam Buba a few times. I sat down with Regine Kwaku. She's an emotional relationship coach. Cause I was like, I felt I was too frigid, Natasha. Excuse me. And I won't lie to you. The first couple times I do, you know, I can't say the word on live radio, but I did feel some kind of a way. You know, I felt lesser than, but my own core value of keep doing the same thing, repeating the same thing, that annoys me. There had to be a change in my pattern because my output kept being the same.
Yes.
And I'm not a professional. I had to seek help, even though I felt in the beginning like, boom. But the liberating, the exhilaration, once I had these breakthrough moments with Khan and the Regime. You know, when I talk to Khan and all day I'm thinking about it, and that's the work. That's you working on yourself. You're thinking about it. Your work. You know, a lot of us, and I'm specifically talking about the black community, a lot of us, when we go through pain, a breakup or a broken relationship, we try to run away from the pain.
Yes.
And when you go through therapy, one of the things they tell you that life is a balance between 50-50. Even when you do meditation, you have to kind of, you know, us Bible, we want to go around. We're like ants in a pool of water. We want to go around. But when it comes to pain, you got to see your way through.
Yeah.
You got to see your way through. Listen, I ain't going to lie to Natasha. It's uncomfortable. I had a great session a couple days ago.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable, but this is what life is. You know what I mean? It's a good and bad. You got to see your way through. As uncomfortable it makes you. And I got to bring you back on the show again because I want to talk about unconditional love with you next time.
Ooh,
because
yes.
I'm having a hard time with that, Natasha. We'll do that next time. you got to see your way through the pain. And I think as black people, we got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable.
We do.
To get to the light. There's a light at the end of the rainbow if you truly do the work within yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Polarizing conversation I've had with my shout out to my best friend Alex Grant, my man Focus. Him and Sabi had an interesting back and forth the other day. So I said, I'm going to ask an award-winning psychotherapist what's really good. So let's open it up here. Do you think that blacks over 35 are going into relationship with too much expectations? I have a lot of professional. I'm going to speak from my experience. So people say I'm not doing that enough. I'm going to speak from my experience. I'm not going to generalize this. I know a lot of black professional women, smart, attractive, ambitious, have their own things. They don't need nobody for nothing. They're having a hard time to find partners.
Yeah.
And men always, you know, this is always the go-to to men. They always say, oh, maybe your standards are too high. I've always had an issue with that, Natasha, because I think, how can I down a person for wanting certain things for themselves?
Yeah.
So I'm going to open up there, then I'll go into my follow-up. But do you think, you know, based on your expertise and the clients you've had, do you think that blacks over 35, they're expecting too much out of a relationship going into it?
So this is a question we hear all the time. Sabi and I have had these conversations. And actually, you know what? That question is what sparked having this on the 27th. That question right there. So we need to really understand what these expectations are, right? Because expectations could be a lot of things. Is it that I'm expecting you to cook, to clean, to provide the house and all that? Or is it I'm expecting you to take care of me emotionally? We need to first have an understanding of what expectations are at play. Because it's an expectation, right? I expect you to have the house and have the car and...
Boy, you're deep, boy. Boy, you're deep. Let's take it back from expectations.
I got gems to drop. No one wants to say it. But why are we shying away from it? Because of the hurt and pain that goes so, that is, that's connected to it, right? So we have to understand when people are talking about, yeah, expectations, we need to be clear and break it down what our definition of expectations are. Is it that you want the material expectations, or is it the emotional expectations, or is it a combination of both, right? For a lot of people, it's a combination of both, but they're not able to understand why there's this combination plus this combination. We need to be clear on what that is first and foremost. When we go into relationships, we can't expect someone to be that emotional fixer for us. We go into our relationship, especially over 35, right? We've had a lot of experiences in life, right? So we have to understand that other person also has a lot of experiences in life. And we need to understand when we come into a romantic relationship, what are we bringing with us? Are we bringing all these other relationships? The first time, the one that broke my heart, the one that promised me stuff. Are we bringing the daddy issues, the mommy issues that we have as well? Because that's not fair on this person that we're connecting with. And yeah, it's not fair to us. It's not fair to us because one of the things that we have to start expecting for us and wanting for us is that we give ourselves permission to connect with people and to be supported in the real, not from this pretend I need this and I need that. On the real, this is the crap that I've been through. This is the hurt that I experienced. I'm going to try not to pit that on you, but it may come out. Let's just be honest. It may come out. And when it comes out, I want you to be comfortable enough to say to me, hey, this thing that you said to me, it was hurtful and harmful, but I also recognize it comes from your history of pain. People don't talk to each other like that.
The goal is to be the best version of yourself. It's not just a meme. It's not just a corny saying. We have one shot at this life. I ask people, do you really want to go through life angry? You want to go through life with all this resentment and all this built up things against people, against yourself, against relationships? That's how you want to live? It's suffocating to me. I want to love. I want to be free. I want to connect with others. I have no shame in seeking help.
Exactly.
You have me and my emotions this morning. I'm about to go back under my covers, listen to some Kalani, and just cry to myself. Pain is real. You got to see your way through. Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with Natasha Pennycook. She's an award-winning psychotherapist, international speaker, workshop facilitator, and corporate consultant. Natasha, please, I want to be your friend. I need to have you back on. I need to have you on my podcast. I need the full 2 hours sit down with you. There's so many things I want to unpack with you, especially you're the first Black woman professional, aside from Regine, that I've spoken to. And I'm like, boy, two for two. I love sisters. I knew sisters were smart. But when you put them in their field, something that y'all studied, something you went to school for, I'm like, oh, you dangerous. Natasha Pennycook, let the people know your practice, how they can find you and your people. You have a roster of Black professionals. So let people know how they can find that.
Yes, everyone. So you can find me, Natasha Pennycook. I am on your social media. You can find me on LinkedIn at natashapennycook.therapy, on Facebook at Natasha Pennycook. I'm on LinkedIn, also Natasha Pennycook, and our website, natashapennycook.com. You go to our website, we have a roster of therapists. We have Black women therapists who are there to help you. We have relationship therapists, especially if you're in the Ontario, Toronto area. Our relationship therapist is excellent, 20 plus years of experience, Jamaican background.
Hey.
Exactly, right? We do it right. So definitely come in. Don't go through this alone. If anything you get from today's conversation, you don't have to live in the pain and in the hurt alone. There are people who are there, people who get you, who look like you. Come on in. We got you. And reach out.
Now listen, powerful stuff. You can catch Natasha Pennycook and Khan Buba on April 27th at 7 p.m. Dating While Black plus 35 is going to be a polarizing conversation, but it's going to be a healthy conversation. You can find the tickets on Eventbrite. I'll be there as well. Natasha Pennycook, thank you for your time. This has been beautiful.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having myself, my team. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you and looking forward to seeing you on the 27th.
Indeed.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Is there your Maddie Philip represent? Your father Maddie, Scabaji, Moon One, the whole Montreal, Trinidad, Canada. Hey. Is it top ranking? Hey. A bad man thing, yeah. Top ranking, top ranking. Yeah, man, a bad man thing, a bad man thing.
Can't even get a ticket, Maddie DJ Maddie.
Sound top ranking.
We'll have our own block
party. A bad man
crew love coming up. Crew love is coming up. Let's go into it. Let's go to Montreal. 6 minutes. Let's go.
What make sound black flick? I pump rifle a one crank thing. Like pregnant girl, your pint and spit. Hear people a ball, what you cry says. Yeah man, Mach 90. Yeah, EK shot pinted. And a knife when stab a G-slice stampede. Yeah, I lock down like Chinese. Yeah man, pan clip, pan chapstick. You will vanish, hard but pan fridge. To the airport, they say your marrow go. We no fear pout. Moon by me house, time I been Latin. I'm a chat is in Maddy with the mini cake from the mina garage. When me set you a play, I'm a ramping, so them in a grave, we no sub them in a bandage. Is it? Yeah man, a top ranking, a bad man thing, a bad man thing, yeah. Top ranking, top ranking. Yeah man, a bad man thing, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, big up to all the man them in the city with the high ratings. Big up to all the man them in the city with the high ratings. No more morning show in the country, the morning detour. Coming to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding, GMB in the building.
Bet you when the rain do not clear up everywhere. I fuck up like when
Jay
shake
up. Big boss,
no fear, no way, no circumference, no fucking radio. Listen to me, CK, you think?
Yeah, we got hits, fire. Yeah, you know what's going on? Tune in, wow.
Is a chapstick, you will vanish. Hard go pan fridge to the airport. They say you're Marocco, we no fear po. Me just bomb your house, come a bin Latin. I'm not chatting with the mini kit, turn them in a garbage. When we set you to play, I'm not ramping, shoot them in a grave.
Hey, you know what I mean? I just want to get closer in this summer. I want to catch her at the boozy brunch. I want to get that little slow wine. I want to get her at the zouk, my friend. Chelsea, can I bring you to a bar? You know what I mean? Can we dress up like a glitter on? Hey, I want to take Thundercat. I want to take you to some M4C. Hey. I want to take you to a nice little Afro party. I want to move my shoulders with you a little bit. I want to get you some bottles, get you the whole corner. Hey.
And we drink up. Forget that tears when it stress my mind. Make I ease up. Girl, make you wind up. Put so many in my cup. Make I loosen up, yeah. Girl, make you wind up. Forget the things that stress my mind. Make I ease up, girl, make it wind up. Oh, no, no, no. Me, I came up from nothing. I did hustle my own thing. Me, I know they watch nobody. Only God talk, come for me. Telling me I came up from nothing. I did hustle my own thing. And I could punk one and shame you, shame you. Oh, no, 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 no.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
The best drop in the country. Love this life.
It's the morning detour on the mighty yeah. CKT 90.3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know how we do things.
Yeah.
Get money.
Montreal.
GMB in the building. Montreal artists. You know how we do things. We show love on the morning detour. Hey, hey.
Montreal girls and pretty like one.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even play it right through yet, man. You don't even play it right through yet. Don't hold on. Just give me the scratch a little bit. I've been to a lot of places, and everywhere I go, dudes always talking about Montreal girls. We got the best collection of women. They always running. They always healthy. They look great. With the good, with the bad. But I think we have more good than bad in the city. Shout out to all the beautiful Montreal girls. Let's go. GMB, let's get it.
Montreal girls and pretty like one.
Yeah.
And then
T-shirt
uptown girls.
The mighty CKT 90.3 FM. DJ Manny.
So much pretty girl and make a ton weak. Can't forget the West. They pretty girl and can't say them are the best. Make it from Montreal girls and pretty like what? And then think shot uptown girls, them hot like lava. DG girl, them pretty like a cassava. Texas girl, they gon' make a hot melt. Then fly go east. So much pretty girl, and make a ton weak. Can't forget the West. They pretty girl, them can't say them are the best. Make girl from uptown, one baby mother from DG. Didn't work out, cause too much girl a preemie. Then she get toxic, cause the toxic. And she never want to share, but Ruga never care. Means a girl is from birth. Anytime we link up with a tatty, that get murdered. Then she leave with a smile and a smirk. Texas girl, them love putting work. Downtown girl, them wild and love twerk. Like she girl thick and love for rice stick. Then you have only for pretty girl in the east. Our them a fuck them a ball wee wee. Them not hesitate to go down on their knees. Our when the chick have to get squeezed. Them no have to wait, them a beg please. Can't forget the pretty girl, them in the west. Them a real freak. Montreal girls, them pretty like what? And then think shot. Uptown girls, them hot like lava. DG girls, them pretty like a cassava. Texas girls, they gonna make it hot.
Virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok.